Dr. Marion Ross.
And I'm Dr. Tracy Ladds.
From Shift Your Life. Today we're going to continue with the second chakra in our world of vibrational healing. Vibrational healing is healing discordant energies in our seven energy centers.
Essentially, we use different techniques to do this. We covered this already in the first chakra healing video, but if you missed that one, we're using musical notes, toning,
color,
aromatherapy, and today we'll also be using a crystal bowl for healing or resetting the vibrational balance back to normal of the second energy center or second chakra. Chakras are interesting things because that's where our chi, our life force, our spiritual energy of who we are comes into our body and then disseminates through our body to every cell, atom, and molecule to make it work in perfection.
And when we have thoughts that are really negative, it can create a lot of pain and discord in our bodies, and it can show up as physical pain or depression. Especially in the second chakra, you can have a loss of sex drive, you can have sort of an addictive sex drive. A lot of things can happen in the second chakra.
A lot of people, one of our teachers used to talk about the second chakra was that vroom, vroom energy of sort of going out with passion. That's where the Brazilian dances really rev up in that second chakra. It's also called the spleen chakra. It's also called the area where our inner child or the emotional one lives.
The one that says, I want it and I want it now.
Or that throws the temper tantrum, I need it, I need it.
When your energy is stuck in your second chakra, it doesn't flow up to your heart. So you're not expressing from the heart. You're expressing from your raging inner child, or you're expressing from sort of a very base, crude sexual energy instead of a loving energy. So this is a chakra we really want to balance.
This chakra is also what will be affected if you don't feel good about yourself, if you have low self-esteem, or if you are holding on to guilt or shame about something from the past. You can find your second chakra easily. It's just above your first. The first chakra, if you recall, was at the level of your pubic bone. So if you take your fist and you place it on your pubic bone and then open your hand and roll it upward, you can then take your other hand and make a fist right above where that top of your hand now is. And now guess what? You've found your second chakra. It's about two fingers for most people, maybe three fingers below your belly button.
Now, color, of course, is a vibration. The color of the second chakra is orange. That's why I'm wearing orange. Tracy's almost there. So if you want to do some healing, very often you can put an orange, preferably silk scarf, around your second chakra area, front and back, or just on the front.
Other ways, other than using the color orange, you can use a tuning fork or a musical instrument, and the musical note for that would be D.
We use tuning forks for healing by passing it over the second chakra. And if the chakra is really discordant, you're going to get a you're not going to get a solid tone. Well, you're pretty good.
Thanks.
We practice. Another way is using your own voice. And your own voice, again, is your most powerful healing tool. Before we had antibiotics and doctors, we had our voice, and our body is self-healing. So to use your voice is very, very powerful.
For the second chakra, the vowel sound or tone that you tone to rebalance it is ooh. Almost as if you were going, ooh.
We're going to try it. If you'd like, close your eyes and feel it. It's very healing, or join in with us. Ooh. That's it. Did you feel it? Anyway, the next thing we're going to do is show you how you can heal with fragrance, with scent.
aromatherapy. What will resonate with that second chakra to help rebalance it is myrrh. Myrrh, the scent of that, which is actually quite nice, can be used to rebalance the second chakra.
So you can either smell it or you can place it a little bit on your second chakra. There are a whole variety of different kinds of fragrances and essential oils you can use depending on the kind of problem you have. And there are a lot of different schools of thought.
You can also use geranium in that area.
For menstrual problems, clary sage, fennel,
geranium,
neroli, rose, and rosemary are very often recommended. Another thing, if you need an aphrodisiac to assist with impotence or lack of sex drive, black pepper is recommended. Watch where you put it, of course. Cinnamon, clary sage, jasmine, patchouli, rosemary, sandalwood, and yang yang. If you have a backache, which is also located in your second chakra, your back, you can use an antispasmodic kind of fragrance, which would be peppermint, basil, camphor, eucalyptus, rosemary, chamomile, cypress, and I think that's it.
So lumbar back pain, that lower back pain, that's what those would be helpful for. Lastly, you can use crystal bowls, if you happen to have them hanging around your house.
Some great tips on how to heal your second chakra. I hope you've enjoyed this video.
Until next time, happy toning and shift your life.
Bye-bye.